Book 2, Canto 7, page 217 through 219. As in a shapeless beast's intangible jaws, gripped, strangled by that lusting, vicious blot, attracted to some black and giant mouth, and swallowing throat and a huge belly of doom. His being from its own vision disappeared, drawn towards depths that hungered for its fall. A formless void suppressed his struggling brain. A darkness grim and cold oppressed his flesh. A whispered gray suggestion chilled his heart. Hailed by a serpent force from its warm home and dragged to extinction in black vacancy. Life clung to its seat with cords of gasping breath. Lapped was his body by a tenebrous tongue. Existence, smothered, travailed to survive. Hope, strangled, perished in his empty soul. Belief and memory abolished, died, and all that helps the spirit in its course. There crawled through every tense and aching nerve, leaving behind its poignant, quaking trail, a nameless and unutterable fear. As a sea nears a victim bound and still, the approach alarmed his mind forever dumb of an implacable eternity of pain inhuman and intolerable. This he must bear, his hope of heavens estranged. He must ever exist without extinction's peace in a slow, suffering time and tortured space, an anguished nothingness, his endless state. A lifeless vacancy was now his breast, and in the place where once was luminous thought, only remained, like a pale, motionless ghost, an incapacity for faith and hope, and the dread conviction of a vanquished soul, immortal still, but with its Godhead lost, self lost, and God and touch of happier worlds. But he endured, stilled the vain terror, bore the smothering coils of agony and affright. Then peace returned, and the soul's sovereign gaze. To the blank horror, a calm light replied. Immutable, undying, and unborn, mighty and mute, the Godhead in him woke and faced the pain and danger of the world. He mastered the tides of nature with a look. He met with his bare spirit naked hell. End of Canto 7.